Hey, welcome to the Money Moxie Daily Podcast, which will eventually become the weekly podcast, I know. It's just that I'm realizing that I think that I'm overwhelming people with having it be a daily podcast. And I'm usually a pretty good mirror for how people are feeling. I can usually feel things in my body and in my energy field, and that this is a pretty good sort of indicator or energy thermometer as to how others are feeling. So I'm feeling a little overwhelmed, now that I've been making the podcast daily or pretty much daily for over 30 days. And I knew that I would be starting to take Sundays off, which I have. And then I knew that my other intention was to start taking full weekends off. which I think I actually did this weekend. See, I'm so overwhelmed that I'm not even sure if I took both weekend days off or just Sunday. So it's been occurring to me, as I'm kind of starting to plan out my future schedule and what it's going to look like for the rest of 2015, is that the podcast is going to become weekly, which is actually a good thing, I think, because I think not an I'm very grateful for everyone who's been listening every day. Thank you so much. And I'm also seeing and realizing that I'm not reaching enough people. And I'm seeing that the reason for this is that I'm not giving myself enough time to spread the word and broadcast each individual episode as much as I can, you know, as much as I fully am able to, if I have enough time to focus on one episode at a time. And it just makes more sense to give each specific episode its breathing space and time for as many people as possible to tune in. And I know that we're all, you know, pretty busy. And anyway, so that's kind of the announcements taken care of, the housekeeping, as it were. And the main topic for today's podcast is really that I've been able to give myself time off. So actually, it's very tied in to what I've just been talking about. As a soulpreneur, a spiritual entrepreneur type person, I am definitely addicted to helping people, and I'm sure that you are no stranger to this as well. And so, in a sense, I'm kind of always working, even if I'm not working, because, you know, even if I'm walking down the street and I see a specific flower and I think, oh, that flower's so beautiful. Oh, I wonder what its healing properties are. Ooh, I'm gonna learn about that. Maybe I could share it with my audience. Maybe, you know. So it's like this kind of never-ending saga of being in helping mode, the helpingpreneur scenario, and I love that. I love it. So don't get me wrong. Like it's exciting and it fills me with joy, and I love to, you know, connect people with their personal power and their abundance and, you know, pretty much why I'm here in this lifetime. But the other side of that coin, when you flip the coin, it's about filling your own cups to overflowing so that you have something to give. And this has been a huge, huge teaching for me to absorb and integrate over the past few months. And so I've really been doing that this weekend. Saturday, I pretty much as possible spent doing nothing. And just watching some of my favorite shows on TV. And when I had to get up and do something, obligated to take care of my pets, of course, take the dogs outside, feed everybody. I've got six animal companions. So these are just kind of basic, obvious things that I would get myself up and do these things when the animals needed me to do them. And aside from that, I just gave myself the time and space on Saturday to just pretty much fling on the bed and just laze around, and it was wonderful. It was so great. And my body was just like, thank you. So, I highly, highly, highly urge you, if you're not used to taking time off for yourself, please do so. Please make this a regular part of your schedule, a regular part of your day. And oh my, see, even as I'm talking, wow, about this subject, I'm getting like this energy movement through my whole body and being that usually leads to some sort of a yawn. And my eyes started to water as well. So that's a big sign of energy shifting right there. Yeah. Okay, so now I just got my lightheadedness, which is actually a huge indicator of big energy shift. So now my physical goal to help me make all of this into a more regular part of my reality is I really, really, really am planning on manifesting a couple of Adirondack chairs. I don't know if you know what those are. If you don't, look up Adirondack chair. It's Adiro, wait, Ndack. Ndack. Like the Adirondacks. So the Adirondack chairs, I discovered them at an outdoor wedding that I went to in Michigan several years ago. And a really beautiful setting overlooking Lake Michigan. And I sat in this Adirondack chair before the wedding was happening in this outdoor setting. And I found it was the most relaxing chair I've ever, ever sat on. There was just something about the angle of it, and I was just like, oh yeah, like this is the life, this is it. So, yes, that is my goal. I've got a beautiful deck, and beautiful trees, and a beautiful yard, and I want my Adirondack chair so I can just hang out and chill out and enjoy the rest of this beautiful summer weather. Boom. Booyah. Okay. This is Astra signing off. I would love to know of your experience with this podcast. Have a lovely day.